Fantastic. Would you like just to take your seats for a minute? That's great. Wasn't that lovely? Yeah. And I tell you what, that water is much warmer than the water on that video and that on that water slide. I tell you now, it was absolutely freezing. And we're all going down this water slide, right? And I'm really glad I had the camera right so nobody saw me flying down that water slide. Anyway, wasn't it great hearing the girls' stories this morning, just how much Jesus has made a difference in their lives and hearing their stories and journeys. And I was thinking this week about a time when I was a kid and we were on a journey. We'd gone up, my mum and dad are here, so they'll probably know far more of the details than me. We were going up Captain Cook's Monument, which is down kind of Teesside way near Rosebery Topping. And you kind of, it's the sort of place where you go for like a nice walk and a day out kind of thing. And so we'd park the car and we were walking up, and you walk up a big hill and there's a big monument at the top and you just kind of enjoy the view and then you walk back down. So we'd walked up, we'd followed the path, and we got to the top, you know, had a nice time, had a picnic. But then for some strange reason, we decided that we weren't going to stick to the path and we were going to go back down a different way. Do you remember this? Do you? And actually, I'm not that old, as I have to tell people all the time. But actually, this was in the day before smartphones with Google Maps or anything, because we got lost by not sticking to the path. And it was starting to get dark and it was cold. And I remember being tired and emotional. And actually, I have no idea how long we walked for. But you know what kids are like? They just whinge, don't they, when they're walking and they don't want to be walking. And we were well and truly lost. And we hadn't seen anybody for miles. And I just remember just wanting to be back in the car. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this man appeared just on the edge of this field. And he went, "You're going in completely the wrong direction. You need to turn round and you need to go that way." And then he just disappeared, do you remember? And then, so he showed us where we were going and we got safely back to where we were meant to be. And you know, life can be a bit like that, can't it? You know, one minute you're enjoying the journey, you're following the path, you know where you're going, there's a sense of fun and adventure. And then there's other times in life where we feel a bit lost and lacking direction and we don't know where we're going. And actually, even people who look like they've got their life all together and everything mapped out can be knocked off course in life by situations outside their control. You know, navigating life can be a bit of a tricky business. We've got a PowerPoint as well. If that could be come on, that'd be amazing. Thank you. So, but you know, we've heard from the girls this morning that actually knowing Jesus and following him makes all the difference. So I've been reading a passage in the Bible this week, and it's from the book of John, which is one of the Gospels, which is one of the accounts about Jesus's life. So we're just going to have a quick look at some of the things Jesus said about himself in John chapter 10. And in this chapter, Jesus is talking about being the good shepherd. And in those days, people knew a lot about sheep. Like, I don't have a clue about sheep, to be honest. I don't have flocks of sheep. There might be a few people in here who know what it's like to have sheep. There's a few people nodding. But the majority of us don't really know what it's like to have sheep, do we? But actually, Jesus always spoke in ways that people understood and could relate to. And you know, if he was walking around today, I think he'd be talking about Brexit. I think he'd be talking about social media and family life. But just because of when this is written, he's talking about sheep. So, this is what he says, and this is in the book of John. This is John chapter 10. He says, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and life to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." You know, in this passage, Jesus promises life and life to the full. I mean, does that sound good to anybody? That's the sort of life I'd want. And, you know, what it's saying here is that as we come to Jesus and we accept him and we believe that he died for us and we choose to follow him, that's how we get that life. You know, the passage starts by saying, "I am the gate." He's the way that we get this life. And it's where we find real life and real peace and real rest as well. But actually, being a sheep might not sound particularly appealing to everyone, does it? You know, we live in a world that tells us, you know, create your own destiny, don't follow the crowd, follow your own path, do your own thing. And actually, having someone to follow is something that's very different for us. It's something that we might struggle to get our heads around. But following Jesus isn't about following rules or going to church or wearing Jesus sandals or anything like that. Actually, it's about knowing and following somebody who loves you so much that he would die for you and wants to know you and has got a plan and a purpose for your life, which is far beyond anything you could ever imagine. You know, he said life and life to the full. You know, being his sheep brings security. You know, we're safe with him. Because we all want security in life, don't we? We want a secure home, secure family, secure relationships, secure income. And actually following Jesus doesn't mean that life's straightforward, but actually it means you can walk with somebody who knows how to navigate life really well, who knows, who can lead you through, and he brings security because he's the same. He doesn't change and he won't leave you. Now, has anyone ever read this children's story? Show of hands. Go on, who's read this? I'm pretty impressed, like, that's pretty good. Have you read it, Dave? No? I'll get Eric onto it to read it to you. So, this was my Teddy's favourite children's story, and he could recite it by heart, and he probably still could, to be honest. And actually, it's the story of a young family out on an adventure. They're going on a bear hunt. They're going to catch a... Say, you are awake. This is good. And so they're all excited, but then they come up against lots of obstacles. So we're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. What a beautiful day. We're not scared. Oh, there is some people who've read it before. But actually, so they start off all enthusiastic, and then they start to hit some obstacles, don't they? It's like, uh-oh, and they hit a river. Uh-oh, they hit mud. Uh-oh, they hit a snowstorm and a cave. And all these kind of obstacles are in their way. And does anybody else's life feel a bit like that too? Or is it just mine? Show of hands, anybody else's life feel a little bit like that? You're hitting lots of uh-oh moments. You know, 1 minute it's a beautiful day and it's a bit like that story I was saying at the start. You're following the path and you're going for a walk. And the next minute you're lost and need somebody to show you where to go. And life's like that, isn't it? Like, uh-oh, financial difficulty. Uh-oh, relationship breakdown. Uh-oh, sickness, illness, problems. And actually, we can go from enjoying life, can't we, and not feeling scared, to feeling anxious and overwhelmed and confused. But you know what? I was thinking about this week. You can tell it's a kid's story because they only hit one obstacle at a time. Seriously. My life feels like, uh-oh, mud and river and forest, and we're being chased by a bear all at the same time. Whereas in the story, they just hit one at a time and they get through it. But anyway, there's always a way through. Like in the story, they actually go through all of these obstacles. And actually, knowing and following Jesus means that there's somebody there with you to lead you through whatever's going on. You know, in the story, they say, we've got to go through it. And life's like that. You can't just bury your head. But actually, Jesus can take you and he can lead you. But, you know, following him doesn't mean life's going to be easy. But it means that you are never alone. But actually, Jesus isn't just for those uh-oh moments. And actually, a lot of people treat him like that. You know, there's so many people who pray when they hit a crisis or something goes on. But actually, really following him and walking with him is about all the time. It's about the, we're going on a bear hunt. It's a beautiful day. We're not scared. It's about enjoying life with him, whatever's going on. It's a relationship. And, you know, we wouldn't be a very good friend, would you, if you were only there, if you only shouted for help when things were going bad. And, you know, I've, a lot of people who know me know my life isn't particularly straightforward. And there's been a lot of stuff that's happened that hasn't been how I imagined it would be. And I hit a lot of uh-oh moments. I've even lost track of how many uh-oh moments I've had even in this last week. But actually for me, being a Christian and following Jesus as my good shepherd, he's with me no matter what I face. He's with me in the good times. He's with me when I hit those uh-oh moments. But he's there for the adventure and the excitement and the beautiful days as well. And he's there when I feel unsure and scared and confused too. You know, who are you following? we're bombarded with influencers and people on social media and celebrities and even friends and family showing us snippets of their lives, and we want to follow them and we want to be like them. But actually, for me, the only person really worth following is Jesus. He knows how to navigate life well. He knows how to treat people well. He knows how to journey and do things well. And actually, he teaches you how to stay grounded through those uh-oh moments as well. He's a good shepherd. He's a good leader. And he's definitely worth following. And so for me, being his sheep and letting him be my good shepherd and following him is the only way to really navigate life well. And further on in John chapter 10, it says this. This is verses 27 and 28. It says this. Again, it's Jesus speaking. He says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." And you know, I love the bit about listening to his voice, about knowing his voice. You know, if you've got a pet, if you've got a dog, they learn to recognize your voice, don't they? And it's the same they were saying about the shepherd and the sheep. You know, we need to learn to hear God's voice. You know, God's speaking all the time. He's got a lot of stuff to say. And if you've never heard him speak to you, just ask. He wants to tell you stuff. He wants to tell you what he thinks of you. And he wants to just tell you how much he loves you. And actually, he's got practical solutions to doing life well as well. And you know, we've celebrated with Tammy and Christina this morning, haven't we? As they've made that public declaration that they've chosen to follow Jesus. And that's something that's open to us all. They've both chosen to allow God to be their good shepherd, to be the one who leads them through life. And if you're interested in finding out more about that, we'd love to chat to you at the end. Or actually, maybe you're going through an uh-oh moment at the moment in life. And actually, we'd love to pray for you as well, if there's something we could pray for you for that. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to finish by reading one of the most famous passages of the Bible. I haven't got a Bible, so I'm just going to have to pull my phone out. That was very organised of me. and it's Psalm 23, which is something that might be quite familiar to a lot of people. But I'm going to read it in a more modern and different translation of the Bible. And, you know, I just want you to listen. It might help you if you want to close your eyes. But for me, this passage just really communicates well what it's like following Jesus and having him as my good shepherd. So it says this: "The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. He offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brook of bliss. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me a pathway to God's pleasure and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness, so I can bring honor to his name. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. You remain close to me and lead me through it all. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near. You become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. And you anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. So why would I fear the future? For your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life. Then afterwards, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be forever with you." Thank you.